This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the essence, and the time is 7:30. It is Friday, the 28th of December. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill and Jennifer off until the first of next week. This is a very important day. Last Friday, kind of the last business day. A lot of people are not working on Monday, so let's make the best of our. Speaking of working, all right, some good news to start the hour, ladies and gentlemen. The rebound experienced yesterday from the losses of the week before, the day before, gains upon gains upon gains. The best session for any after Christmas day ever on record. Ever. It was back, you know, 100 years maybe since the stock market began. But the I believe the Standard & Poor averages are the most important. They have the fact that there are 500 stocks in there instead of the Dow with 30-some-odd industrials, big companies. I never thought that was the most important. But anyway, all the indices are up. Good session, good day, good week overall. So those of you who worried about the stock market going down, I sound like a broken record, and I don't want to be necessarily too repetitive, but it is good to know that this is a standard. It does fluctuate, and yeah, it goes down, and what goes down must come up as what must, you know, the old expression, what goes up must come down. It's not something for you to worry your pretty little head about. So stocks and by the way, not only do I not pay much attention to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the best way to understand, I know you all can't have a Bloomberg machine, a Bloomberg computer at your desk, but a lot of people now refer to the Bloomberg, isn't it interesting, Victoria, they have something like the computer named after you. It's not a... It's not a computer. Oh, I suppose, could you say the same thing about the Dell?
The Steffen machine or
the Steffen machine. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Or the Tesla. You know, there's
Tesla was named after somebody. That's true. Yeah.
Well, Nikola Tesla invented his, it's like a coil or something, right? It's part of an engine.
Power. So. It's the power source. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, the Bloomberg report yesterday, looking at the previous 8 bear markets, the S&P has rallied by 2-3% over the last 100. I was wondering how many years, 120 years I've been keeping this record. And it was, if you go back to March of 2009, it started right after Christmas, 2008. Remember when the financial crisis started? Right. It was right at the end of 2008. And then by the time March came around in 2009, things were tanking all over the place, including the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And that was brought about. That was engineered by one of its, well, actually a couple of their competitors, mostly Goldman Sachs. But it's like eating your young. You know, that I've said that often about the Republicans and the Democrats. They eat their young. They don't look at the future. They only are paying attention to the here and the now. And in this circumstance, the competitors for Lehman Brothers, a big, big stock market outfit, they went down, their value went down 4% one day, then 13% the next day, and then they were gone. they couldn't keep. They had asked Goldman Sachs for a loan. Goldman Sachs said, yeah. And then at the last minute, Goldman Sachs said, nah, 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 you can't have our money. You're going to go out of business. Bye. Actually, that's what happened to, now that I think about it, that's what happened to Pan Am. Pan Am, the famous airline, Pan American World Airways, got themselves into trouble. They asked Delta, which was up and coming, for a $120 million loan. Delta said on Friday of the last, it was the last Friday, I can't remember, it goes back to 1998, 99, somewhere in there. Maybe it was earlier. Anyways, 20-some-odd years ago. So Pan Am was in a jam. They were going to sell off some of the routes, and instead, Delta said, oh, we'll loan you, they had to make payroll, and we'll loan you $120 million, and we'll take as a guarantee some of the routes. Pan Am had extensive routes in South America. So, okay, that was the deal made on Friday. Come Monday morning, when Pan Am looked for the check, Delta said, oh, we were just kidding. We're not loaning you the money. And now you can go bankrupt, and we'll take all those routes, by the way, from you. That's wow. How Delta got into South America. And so, again, eating your lunch. The point of the story is, after telling you other stories, some innocuous, the headlines are that always bring people down. The news media now's business isn't to tell you what's going on. Not the facts. The news media's business is to scare the hell out of you. That's what their business is. They want you to read even the local things. I'm looking at this little, I don't know if you have the patch where you are, Victoria, down in Jersey. It's a company that does local, supposedly local news, mm-hmm. And it's a big ruse, but they always, their headlines are always, winter weather coming, traffic accidents galore, look out, you're going to, you know, it's that kind of stuff. And of course, it's always built on the worst, and 9 times out of 10, they're wrong. For example, a lot of people talking about the so-called blizzard moving across the Midwest. Not good in the Midwest, but their headline for the East Coast is, blizzard coming!
And I don't think we are getting a blizzard. Well,
no, we're not getting a blizzard. It's a rain.
The southeast, I think, is getting a ton of rain, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get some rain, I think.
We have a little bit of rain here today, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing serious.
Yeah, but anyway, it's not speaking, a blizzard. It's not a snowstorm because tomorrow, I think, it's supposed to be 55.
Yes, supposed to be very warm over the weekend.
Yeah.
Then goes down. Wow, it's 55 tomorrow and then 35 on Sunday.
Hmm.
So, holiday travelers heading back, or maybe you're going away for New Year's weekend, the danger is that a million people are under a blizzard warning in Kansas, Nebraska, and Minnesota, Dakotas, as the snow moves eastbound. Traveling not great. A lot of snow. Well, I don't. 6 to 12 inches really isn't a lot of snow. It's an appreciable amount, but it's not a big snowstorm. At least for me in the east, in Massachusetts, in 2015, in February of 2015, there were 11 feet of snow. Even I'm not talking about blowing into drifts and stuff. There were 30-foot drifts, but in mid-February of 2015. The snow was, we'd gotten 11 feet of snow over the previous 3-4 weeks. So that's a blizzard. That's a storm. Anyway, for those of you who are traveling, though, it's not a great day for driving around in the Midwest. That's for sure. There are people who are driving too fast, and there are crashes. The Minnesota Department of Transportation urging drivers there to wait for the conditions to improve. Why does the government have to tell you? Are you that stupid? Really?
Well, apparently the answer is always yes.
Yeah.
We say this all the time. Oh, it's a hurricane. Yeah. Evacuate. Yeah. Well, are you that stupid? Yes.
Yeah. Apparently. Yeah. We apparently are not that bright. Okay. So anyway. A lot of flooding, though, this winter. We're talking about this weekend and it going to the southeast. Flooding galore.
Mm-hmm.
24 million people under flood watches, flash flood watches, that sort of thing, through early tomorrow in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, and the Carolinas. And Atlanta, which has the busiest airport, Hartsfield, could get 6 inches of rain by the end of the weekend. That'll mess things up for Delta.
Oh, yeah.
That's their biggest hub.
We've had so much rain here, too, in the New York, New Jersey area recently. I'm glad it's not going to be too bad for us because we've had so much flash flooding and just entire streets. You know, you don't know how deep it is until we were almost halfway through, and luckily we were in an SUV, or else we would have probably had engine failure because the water was so high. So we don't need any more rain here. We should send it to California where they really need it.
Yes, please. Send it the other way. Turn it around.
Yeah.
Go the other way, please. It's really, it really is kind of interesting. how that works. I'm not Nick Miles, but I am smart when it comes to cars and trucks and things that move. And what actually happens, if you don't know what happens, when you drive your car, if it is a gas engine through a big puddle, the whole engine compartment gets wet, and it sort of shorts out the electronics that make the car run. Without the spark that gets to the spark plug that comes from a couple of capacitors, there used to be
So this answers your question yet again. When you said, "Are we that dumb that people have to keep telling us that?" Yes, because every single time that there is rain or the warning of flash flooding, every news organization, local authorities, everyone has to say, "Please do not drive your car through standing water." And the reason is no one understands how an engine works. No one gets it, and they don't understand how it's going to short out your entire engine, and you will just stall, and that's it, and there's nothing you can do.
So the car dries out till the spark system that there is in there.
Well, until you get pulled out, if it's
rotors and caps and stuff. That used to be, it made it even worse. The newer engines are a little tighter in terms of the electronics, but it still is the spark plugs and the system that gets the electronics to the spark are still exposed. So you drive your car through a puddle. Especially, I love to see these people that are that silly. They just bomb their way through it. Yeah, let's gun it. No, sorry. Not going to work. Sound like Mr. Rogers, don't I? Not going to work. Not a good idea, boys and girls. Not a smart thing to do. Uncle Dougie says, don't do it. Auntie Victoria. Yeah, not anybody's aunt yet, are you? Are you somebody's aunt? Huh? No, you're not, right?
I am not.
Will you be called Auntie Victoria? Is that good for you?
Sure. Yeah, like that. That's a nice ring to it. Yeah.
What do you, Kara, what does your niece call you? You have a niece that's old enough to talk, right? Don't you? 2-3-year-old?
She's almost two, so she's kind of getting there. I'm getting kind of an Ara. she's not to the point where she can say Aunt or Aunt Kara yet. Yeah. Or no, Ara. Auntie Kara. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So, Happy New Year, everybody. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with a reminder in a manner of speaking. And this is what, you know, I hesitate to use the lip of the last conversation we were having, but people say, well, you repeat the same message, basically. Well, that's for people who haven't heard it or haven't listened and don't know of the benefits in this circumstance of having a holiday four-pack, the offer that will help you ring in 2019 in terms of getting great rest. Was it yesterday we were talking about what happens if you get more than 8 hours sleep? You're going to, every night, 10 hours sleep, it takes its toll on your life. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You saw that, Victoria,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
kind of freaky, because I'd love to sleep 12 hours a night.
Well, once in a while doesn't hurt you. Or if you do like I do, take a nap, if you can. There's no naps when Miles is around, but The map that I set for myself every day is to get up early, get my head in gear, do the program, do my work, take a quick nap, and then go off to the farm and do other. That's basic. That's my basic day. So I need a great night's rest, and that's why I love these My Pillows. You will love them as well, no matter what your sleep habits. You'll want your and once you have these things around forever, you'll be sleeping with My Pillow, made right here in the United States of America, 100% machine washable. You can dry these things, and you should every once in a while. Clean them up. Keep them clean. If you've got old, rotten, nasty, dirty pillows filled with mites and stuff that you want, imagine the stuff crawling around in your ears and your nose in those old pillows of yours that you can't wash, go to MyPillow.com and get the special pricing using the DJV code, all right? All new pillows, all new bedding, all that stuff. You'll find it in the MyPillow catalog at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. The best way to get a good night's sleep, that's the resolve for the new year. Use the MyPillow products at MyPillow.com.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead.
This is Ed Sheeran. It's a recognizable song from this past year, isn't it? Shape of You, is that a hit from this past year? When was that a hit?
Is it this year or 2017?
I don't care.
Sarah's our resident expert.
It's all a mix. I think the album came out last year, but I think it was a hit throughout 2017 and 18. I don't know. It's from his latest album.
Okay. So Ed Sheeran in the musical news here, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I, and you, listening to this guy's had a lot of pop hits this year, has a good career going for him. As a matter of fact, the release of information, year-end report on things like Ed Sheeran's Divide Tour, it's on top of the heap in terms of performances. His global tour made more money in any single year of the 30-year history of them keeping records, which is pretty amazing. I didn't think he was that popular.
Is
it just
either
that he's out there everywhere? Is he was in 53 cities, right, this past year? 94 shows. Took in $432 million. Sold almost 5 million tickets.
Yeah. That's way more than I thought he would have made.
Every concert I've been to a lot of his concerts, though, and he played at he's not playing stadiums, but he plays arenas, and they're completely full. I mean, they're packed, and he did 2 days in D.C. last year on this tour, and yeah, it was completely full. It's just him on stage with a guitar, and people are like completely silent when he wants them to be. People stand up and scream when he wants them to. It's like everyone does everything he asks them to. It's crazy.
Those Cheerios are crazy.
So he made almost $500 million in his tours over the year, and that's well ahead of the money made last year by Taylor Swift. Her tour took in $345 million. Jay-Z and Beyonce together took in $254 million on their tour last year. U2's historic chart-topping 360 tour grossed $736 million, but it was 2 years of that. The big accomplishments this year do not not just focused on Sheeran alone. If you look at the numbers, this past year saw the top 10 of the worldwide tours chart $2 billion in gross money. Whew, a lot of money for these touring outfits. Last year was $1.8 billion. So that means they're up by almost 10% That many people going? Has everybody here been to a concert this year? Victoria, did you go to a concert this year?
Yeah.
How many?
Two or three, but I don't. But we only go to Madison Square Garden, so we haven't really seen smaller shows. But yeah, bigger concerts for sure.
What about you, Kara? You've been to a few concerts.
A lot, right?
Yeah, I don't know, probably five or six. But it's they vary. Some smaller ones, some bigger ones.
Mm. Well, it's been a good year for that business. I've been to a few, but most of mine that I go to are the moldy oldie outfits, and they don't have big venues for the old timers. Maybe there's a reason for that. All right, let's see. Next up. Musically, Las Vegas welcoming Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Gwen Stefani with lots of fireworks planned for next Monday night. They want everybody to know that nobody does New Year's better than Las Vegas. And so they hired Gaga and Bruno Mars and Stefani to usher in the New Year performances on the Las Vegas Strip. 300,000 people there. On Monday night in Las Vegas. Another celebration in the downtown Fremont Street area. 12 bands playing under a big video canopy to show the ball drop in New York. Gaga's concert at Park Theater, the Park MGM Casino Resort, be the third of her long anticipated residency, which actually starts tonight there. And then there's Celine Dion at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Maroon 5 is going to be at the Mandalay Bay. Gwen Stefani taking the stage at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. So it's a big-time stuff. And they're going to show her performance on CNN. So that's New Year's in part. 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a California police officer is killed, allegedly by an illegal immigrant, President Trump again calls for tougher border security, tweeting, "Time to get tough on border security and build the wall." The Stanislaus County Sheriff says of the massive manhunt that continues for the suspects,
"We have multiple teams utilizing our federal law enforcement partners, state and local partners. We have multiple teams out chasing down multiple investigative leads. We're not sparing any expense to hunt this suspect down and bring him to justice."
Officer Ronil Singh was shot and killed after he pulled the man over for suspected drunk driving. Congress still deadlocked over funding for the border wall the president wants, so the partial government shutdown is now expected to continue at least through this upcoming weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, If you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The friendly sound of the DJB program on the air last Friday of December. It's the 28th. We're on the air, and I say we, it's me, Doug, and then Victoria and Kara are here saluting the balance that is a very important part of this program. For me, balance is the most important. It's a state of being. I have always prided myself, no matter what my age, and my approach on the air has always been pretty, if I do say so myself. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I think that balance is our obligation, and it is my pleasure to bring to you that approach. It's kind of like a puzzle. Every day there are a lot of different things going on, and some of you have a particular point of view on one side or another side. It isn't just politics sometimes. It's ethics, it's morals, it's the way you tend to live your life, and so what comes from me anyway is a lot of energy because I love life. Victoria, the same thing. I think I hope we translate that well. I'm focused as well, not only in your mind, but your body. And I have lots of conversations about your soul, our feelings. I think feeling happiness, feeling sadness or sorrow is important. You can't mask it. You shouldn't cover it up. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your harmonious balance, if you will, because the life force that we have that flows through us needs to feel, it must be, in sync. Your head, the mind, body, or the spirit, mind, body connection is so important in my life, and I hope that it is a part of yours. I think you get that from listening to this program. I have so much to be thankful for, a very joyful life, and that sort of helps me determine what way I want to do things. Am I always on the top of my game? Nah, no, not. No, by any long shot, I'm not. But I really do. I think about balance. I do. I think that it's important. And because there's so many demands on all of us, it pushes us to make choices that knock you off balance. We all get there from time to time. We have our habits. We have our relationships. We have our career. We have our health to think of, families, all of that stuff that's so important. And this time of year, I think we think about this more. At the end of the year, we think, okay, in our mind, what did we get done? What was good about this past year? You got to ascertain what this next year for you is going to be about. And I think that's the good thing about the new beginnings of the new year. I start thinking, I kind of get down in the dumps still, not as much as I used to, but when a birthday comes around, my birthday's in November, and I get this feeling or have over the years, I'm another year older. And it used to be, I worried about death a lot when I was in my 40s. I did. Don't worry about it at all now. Doesn't enter my mind one way or another. Maybe it's because I have a different spiritual balance. But I think people who worry about death are not balanced. I think, and certainly there's plenty of people around who haven't lived well or choose not to live well, no matter what time of life they are in. And they don't have a gratifying experience. Think about what you did yesterday. What was the most gratifying experience you had yesterday? What sort of nuance in your life did you integrate into the 24 hours of living? Was there a balance to it? Was there something really cool about yesterday? And I think that if you begin the day thinking about that, or even maybe better, when you go to bed at night, what made you happy during the day? Don't watch the damn news on TV, because there's nothing there that's going to make you happy. What fulfills you? I think that's kind of it. Victoria, if I asked you what event yesterday in your life fulfilled you, and did you think about it as you went to bed last night, is there an answer to that? And I'm not, there's no right or wrong to this, I'm just curious.
Well, I always try to, my final thoughts of every night, or I always try to think of a few things that I'm grateful for that day.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of rush my dog to the vet yesterday, so I was very happy that everything was okay with him.
Which
so that
one?
Was Cooper. He has a loose, he's going to be 16 in a couple months. He has a loose tooth, so I wasn't sure what to do, and they told me to bring him in, and of course, there's nothing you can do. It's probably almost fallen out if it hasn't already. Yeah. So, but I was very grateful that everything was okay with him. Because,
yes. That's a perfect example.
He's my little buddy kid. Yeah.
Yeah. He's your buddy. All right, Carol, what about you? What did you experience yesterday at the end of the day that you can point to that made you have a greater sense of happiness and maybe fulfillment is the right word?
You know, it sounds like Victoria is much better at taking time before she goes to bed to think of those things, because I definitely don't do that. But one thing that did happen yesterday, I called my mom up around 8, and I'm, you know, packing for my ski trip that I'm going on this weekend and doing all this other stuff, so I've been kind of stressed. And I was talking to her, and then before I said goodbye, I said, thanks for always being there for me to talk to, because she is. I mean, I can call any time. And she's always there, and she'll sit there and listen through everything and just give me advice. And she's just, she'll talk about anything. And it's one of the best things in life that I appreciate. It's so nice.
Good.
Aw, I'm sure she loved being thanked, too, because I don't think moms get thanked.
We all want that. We all want to be thanked. We want to feel good about our relationships, our friendships, the loved ones. Oh, that's a great story. Okay, so there are a couple of good things to set the tone for those of you who may say, well, I don't know, I really didn't do anything. Well, you did. You just aren't thinking about it. Everybody does do something every day that really is good or contributes to the well-being of people that you love, people that your friends are, just whatever it is. Just think about it. The most important story of the day is not the most important story of the day. That's my job, to bring you the most information or the most important thing. And it isn't always blood and guts. I remember I ran a newsroom. I ran WEEI in Boston for a couple of years back in the 80s. And there was the old thing, well, if it bleeds, it leads. That was the, that's the mantra. That used to be the old... You never heard that before?
No.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. And it wasn't the tone that I set. It was just kind of, that was there, 15 people in the newsroom all the time. It was the news station in Boston. And, you know, I was led at the top of the hour with CBS News. And then out of that, the first story, if it bleeds, it leads. And that's big accidents, crashes, rollovers, just bad stuff.
All the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right, so let's kill the lead story here, Victoria, and bring us up to date on something that you have discovered that's important today that is not bleeding and leading.
Well, it's not bleeding, but it's definitely leading. If you're anywhere near the northern parts of New Jersey and Long Island, look at any time that you can see any bit of the Manhattan skyline. Last night, you got freaked out, and everyone in the entire area was convinced it was an alien invasion. Uh-oh. The entire sky was flashing this greenish-blue light, and the way that the light, it looked like there was a giant flying saucer that was emanating light down onto New York City. And people took to social media in droves. No one knew what it was. They were calling 911 and 311, which is the local number in New York City when you have any sort of non-emergency. And it turns out it was something very boring. It was just a transformer that tripped at the Con Ed plant in Astoria. Now, this was a pretty big deal, though. It shut down LaGuardia Airport. They lost all their power for an hour, so all the flights were halted until their backup generator kicked in. I don't know about Kennedy Airport, but I guess this must have just been closer to LaGuardia. So that was not good. But they had to police, and then Con Ed had to issue lots of statements. The video footage alone, I'll send you some of this, Doug, because you would have been convinced too that your people were coming to get you. You would have been very
they're coming to take me away.
Yeah, this went all the way up to the governor's office, and Governor Cuomo had to tweet that there were no injuries. There were several fires that broke out after the transformer tripped, but it looks like no injuries and no damage to buildings, which was great. But to see this light, when people in Jersey are even looking over into Manhattan going, wait a second, what's happening over there? It was a pretty significant light show, let's put it that way. But I'll send you a link to that because you'll...
And it wasn't some of the aurora borealis things. Have you ever been far enough north to see that? Some of the great things that nature, Mother Nature creates in the sky. You can't see those in New York or Los Angeles. Miles, my grandson, here with my daughter for 10 days, and he and his father went outside the other night, and they looked up in the sky and they saw all the stars. I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's no light from the city that spoils. You can see the moon in L.A. You can see the moon in New York and the big cities. You can't see any of the stars because there's too much light from the city. It blocks out what you could see from the stars. So he looked up in the sky and he saw all the stars and said, what are those? I don't see them.
Well, and the fact that with all the light pollution is essentially what they call it in big cities, why you can't see the stars. So when the sky turns turquoise, which is literally the color that it looked last night in New York, people get very freaked out.
Quickly. They do. Yep. All right, let's see. What can we celebrate today in addition to all the good things we've talked about here already? This is National Call a Friend Day, December 28th, National Call a Friend Day, which reminds us all, take a couple of minutes, pick up the phone, call that friend that you've been meaning. Maybe you do FaceTime, whatever it is that you do, want to get in touch with somebody. Technology has this fabulous capacity to unite us or maybe reunite us. And this is happening more and more all the time because, as the time in our lives, just talking about it here, goes whizzing by. Technology does, it's a plus and a minus, a good and a bad here. Technology steals from us, but it also gives us the opportunity when you're doing emails or texting somebody or someone on Facebook maybe, you see about a friend. I see a lot of stuff on Facebook about my friends, and it's cool. I like to acknowledge them, so give them a like, that kind of stuff, because it's fun, and they acknowledge you, and they remember you, and they talk about you, and you talk with them about what's going on. It's just not a bad thing. Nothing but good comes out of being in touch with people that really you can call your friend. And remember, my way of measuring friendship, A friend is a friend till the end. That's how I learned how to spell friend in the fourth grade, because I couldn't get my I's before E's. I always spelled it wrong. And neighbor and way and all those words that we screw up because English is crazy and the words aren't spelled the right way. So if you never, ever want to forget how to spell friend, you remember that a friend is a friend till the end. F-R-I, the last three letters are E-N-D. And there is so much truth to that. The real friendships that you've had in your life, I can count them probably on one hand. The real friendships, real friends that you can really count on, really to be there if you need them, or you just really feel fulfilled. My friend Teddy Siller from Heidelberg, I love talking to him. Maybe I do it two or three times during the year. But I then, and Bob, my pal from radio, who still works with us on this program. You know, it's great to have those conversations with people. It's always great to be able to talk to your family, but that is that friendship. The real, true meaning of friendship is the steadfast reality or connection that you have. And the voice is great. Phone. I love the phone. I'd rather talk on the phone than these damn texting and email. I mean, you get sort of forced into it, but I don't embrace that as much as I do. Just talking to somebody, hearing their voice. So anyway, call a friend today. Pick up right now if you want. Early in the morning. Wake somebody up. They'll appreciate it. At the end of the day, maybe. They might appreciate it. Ah, who's this? Have a nice call or chat with somebody. So that's that deal. A couple of people in the news today. Billy Lord, who is Carrie Fisher's son.
Daughter.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think that's right, too. I should remember that. She has been dead for 2 years.
That's crazy. I don't know why. I thought it was 1 year, but it's, you know.
Mm. Yeah. You know, we should do a play.
2016 was a bad year.
Yeah, it wasn't a great year. I want to play that. Let's do that one of the music things. I want to play that song, the thing from Jackson Browne These Days. That's what she played. She posted a video of herself, that's what we're referring to, performing this song and explaining the connection to her mother. She writes, "It's been 2 years since my mom's death, and I still don't know what the right thing to do on the anniversary of a death." You probably feel the same way, right? You don't know. How do you?
It's always a little weird. What do you do? Yeah.
Yeah. So she says, "I decided to do something vulnerable. Something we both love to do together, and that's sing. This is the piano her father gave her, and this is one of her favorite songs. The song says, we must keep on moving. She called her mother Mombi. As she once said, take your broken heart and turn it into art. Isn't that something that we all could remember? Take your broken heart and turn it into art. So, you know, she was only 60. Smoked a lot. Drank a lot, drugged a lot, partied a lot, took its toll on her heart. But anyway, that's the part of it is the remembrance, and the other part of it is, good God, it was 2 years ago. Hey. Also in the news today, Kevin Spacey in Massachusetts, Martha's Vineyard, sexually assaulted an 18-year-old, and interestingly enough, the 18-year-old has it on film.
I saw that headline. That'll be interesting if that footage gets out.
Yeah. Where is it going to? Yeah, maybe. Spacey's he's gotten bizarre, gone weird. And maybe that's because of all the pressure on him because of this. But anyway, not the greatest memory. 10 before the hour here on the DJB program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
After the hour now, on the last weekend of the year, we have the same traditions going through the top, in this circumstance, top technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan is here to do that, starting from number 5 to number 1. Walmart is going to get the bugga buggas, and you'll be getting your bugga buggas bugga bugged by them if you go into one of their stores, it looks like, Victoria.
Yes, and what all that actually means is, that's Doug's tech speak for, yes. You will be surveilled if you go into Walmart. And so they have, they freaked a lot of people out this week because a patent that they were granted for a new listening system for inside their stores went public. And so a lot of people, this started to go viral, and a lot of people are really freaked out about the idea of everything being listened to. So if you're walking down a particular aisle, and if you interact with any of their employees, now this is what they say will happen, that they can listen in on the conversation. They say that it's because they want to make sure their employees are greeting customers and doing everything the right way. But really, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot of Big Brother in this new system.
Mm-hmm.
So they have not said when this is going to be installed into stores, but it's bringing up a great point. Do you have a right to privacy when you're shopping? So if you're on the phone with your boyfriend having a fight,
uh-huh.
That's going to be public. That's going to be public information, essentially, at these Walmart stores. So you have to really rethink how you shop. And I don't know that a lot of people are going to love that Walmart is spying on them to this degree. You know, it's one thing to have hit cameras and things like that, and everyone's used to that in any retail environment. But this is an actual listening device, so. It'll be interesting to see, yeah. Can you imagine, though, you get the wrong person in charge of recording conversations, and then they start putting them out on the Internet? This spells nothing but trouble for Walmart. Nothing but trouble.
Yeah. No. can happen to a nicer bunch as far as I'm concerned. All right, next up, actually a couple of stories with a focus on your dog. First one from Snapchat.
Yes. So if you've ever used Snapchat or Instagram filters, people always love to try to get their dog's faces into the filter. But the cameras are not set up. The algorithms are not equipped to recognize a dog's face and then add the little bunny ears or whatever it is that you want to add to it. So now Snapchat has fixed that. They actually have 9 different dog lenses, is what they call them. So, if you and your pooch want to sit down and make a little selfie video, it will now recognize your dog's face, so you can have matching goofy faces or ears or whatever whatever you want to do for entertainment. And then you can now send out those Snap videos, and I'm sure Instagram is going to be following very closely behind on this one, now that they have the technology. So, Instagram users, because I don't really use Snapchat, I'll be waiting for the Instagram version. But it's fun to make videos with your dog.
All right. Now, the number three item, again, with a focus on dogs in a manner of speaking, this is news from the FOMOCO, right? The Ford Motor Company.
Yes, and so this is kind of an interesting thing that Ford is now branching out into other areas by using their own existing car technology. So what they did was they know that dogs have a much wider range of hearing than humans. If you have a dog who is afraid of fireworks, then you know the panic that ensues all night long until the fireworks are gone. It's a horrible thing that dogs go through, some dogs go through. So Ford developed a noise-canceling kennel prototype, and so it's inspired by the noise technology that they have in their Edge SUV, which softens the engine and transmission noises. And so they have microphones inside this kennel that detects sounds of fireworks, and then a built-in audio system sends out opposing frequencies that Ford uses in their Edge SUV. And so that way it can actually help offset some of the noise coming in, and then the dogs can be calmer in the kennel. Now, the kennel's not for sale yet. It's a prototype, but they said it's the first in a series of initiatives that they're calling interventions that applies automotive technology to everyday problems, which is pretty cool for Ford. So Ford gets 2 thumbs up for looking out for the dogs.
All right, number 2 on our list has to do with what you buy this weekend before things become more expensive next year.
Yep, a few things you want to buy. If you need a new iPhone battery, get on it this weekend. If you want a movie pass, AMC Stubbs A-List will stay at $19.95 per month. It goes up next year. And buy that book of stamps, the Forever stamps, because they will be going up in price at the beginning of 2019.
All right, now number 1 is a look back at what people bought in 2018.
The number one thing people bought in the world of technology in 2018 is the Instant Pot. This is not surprising to anyone who has a kitchen, because it seems like there's one in every kitchen in America. The most popular model is $99. Other things that made the list, a couple of RoboVacs, a digital meat thermometer, the WizGear magnetic phone mount for the dashboard at $8. That became super popular, and DNA testing kits were also big in 2018.
Yeah, 23andMe is expensive, but they are on you forever. I don't like them anymore. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.